So I want to really grow. Like, I want to grow. As a matter of fact, I have declared to myself, and as God will have it, that this year is my year of exponential growth. Yeah. Growth as in massive growth in all areas of my life. And I know it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be so by the grace of God. And you know, in the previous episode I was talking about being intentional living, and now this one is about growth and your comfort zone, you know, growth and comfort zone not coexisting. If you want to grow, you have to be intentional, and then you have to step out of your comfort zone. Now, if I continue rambling, hi there, you are listening to Ami Special Podcast with Ami Judy. Ami Special Podcast, bringing out the best in you. Yeah, people, it's your girl A to the M to the Y to the J-U-D-Y, Ami Judy. My name is Judith Amaka, popularly called Ami Judy, and as always, I am your favorite host on Ami's special podcast. If you are new to this podcast channel, you are highly welcomed. I am grateful you clicked. Thank you so much. And to all my previous listeners, thank you, thank you, thank you. You have been really amazing. Thank you for still believing in me. Thank you for clicking to listen. Thank you for sharing too. Thank you for the support and the love so far. I am very grateful. God bless you. Yeah, amen. So moving forward to today's episode, which is titled Growth and Comfort Zone. Yeah, growth and comfort zone. You might be wondering, what do you want to say about them? What relationship do they have? That's the point, actually. They don't really have much relationship, but then just listen along and you find out what they have in common. Okay. You know, I was saying something at the beginning of this episode that I want to grow, and that this year is my year of exponential growth. And I know also that some of you must have decided that for yourself too. Yes, maybe your New Year's resolution, or maybe within yourself, you've looked at your previous years or the previous year, and you are like, I want to do more, I want to improve, I want to grow. Yes, so this episode is for you too. You should, you know, decide to grow. It's very, very necessary for you to grow. So there is something I want you to understand, all right? It's not just about saying it or deciding it or just, you know, writing it down and be like, yes, I want to grow. No, it's not just about that, because it wouldn't just land on your doorsteps. Growth would not just land on your doorstep. You've got to be very, very, very intentional about it. All right, you've got to be very intentional about your growth. That is, if you really, really want to grow, okay, and you need to put in your own effort to grow as well too. So I intentionally decided to grow, and as a result, I started engaging in some activities that I know were going to aid me in my journey to growth. Okay, so I started doing some things, but then these things weren't things I was used to. You know, I want to grow, yes, and I know for me to grow, I need to do some things, I need to put in place some things, I need to be very disciplined, I need to, you know, starve my distractions and feed my focus and, you know, all that stuff. Yes, there was things I need to do that would aid me in my growth journey. But then I was struggling. Why? Because, you know, those things were not things that was used to me. I wasn't used to those things. Like, I wasn't, not like I don't know about them, not like I don't do them once in a while. I do, but now being very intentional about it, it was something I need to do, whether or not I like it, whether or not I am comfortable with it, whether or not I want to do it. I just have to do it. Okay, so I was struggling because it wasn't used to me. I wasn't used to doing it like that. I was always doing it in my own comfort, you know. But because I have decided, and then I have you know, made up my mind that, oh no, Judith, you must grow. There is no stopping you, and you shouldn't let anything stop you, so you should grow. Okay, so yes, that was like, that's like a part of my growth journey. I'm still growing anyway. I haven't finished growing yet. I am still growing. Remember, our episode topic is growth in comfort zone. And as I was saying, I was trying to grow, but I was still doing things. I was still doing some things in my own comfort. And they were not telling. It wasn't working for me. I was still seeing myself as, Judith, you're not doing anything because you're still where you are, the same spot where you were last year. You haven't improved yet. And I looked and be like, yes, that's true. Why? Because I was trying to grow comfortably, which isn't possible. So that's what this episode is basically all about. Growth and comfort zone. I'm trying to say that if you want to grow, you have to step out of your comfort zone for you to grow the way you want to grow. If you want to do it comfortably, then my dear, I'm sorry, you are not actually growing. Okay, so before I proceed, let's say a bit of what growth is and what a comfort zone is. Okay, so as we all know, or as you know, growth is a process, or the process of improving and becoming better. That is growing or increasing or maturing. It is also the process of something becoming bigger and better. Yeah. So I need you to take note of the word process. Growth is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't just drop on your laps. You don't just grow like that. Maybe not physical growth, mental, spiritual, and psychological growth and all that. Yes, it doesn't happen overnight. Okay, it is something that you have to be very intentional about. You have to consciously and consistently be intentional about growing. Okay, I also want you to understand that it doesn't have an ending phase. Like, growth doesn't end. No one graduates from the school of process. You can only upgrade and keep growing. You cannot graduate. You have to grow. As long as you're breathing, as long as you're living, you have to continue growing. Okay, now to explain what comfort zone is, maybe comfort or comfort zone, well, I can use both of them interchangeably. Okay, so comfort zone is that situation or environment in which you are just okay, or you are at ease and you just want to get by. You know, you feel very safe, you feel very much okay, you don't want to stress yourself, you don't want to, you know, do much. Like, you're just there, you're just you know, just living, just there, you know. You don't want stress, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to disturb yourself much. You just want to live one day at a time, one step at a time. You know, provided you have food to eat, you have clothes to wear, you're just okay, you're just fine. You don't really care much about anybody other than yourself. Yeah, maybe that might be too extreme, but sometimes, yes, some people are like that. Yes, so, you know, that's a state of being in your comfort, a state of being comfortable, or comfort zone rather. Okay, even sometimes deep inside you, sometimes you know that you want more. You don't just want this everyday, yeah, like you don't want this kind of normal daily routine lifestyle. You want something more, but then because you're scared, maybe you're afraid, or you're insecure, or something, you just decide to, you know, be there in your comfort zone, just settle there. I don't want to stress myself much. I don't have time for much stress. I know some people are like that. Yes, they just don't want to stress themselves. Okay, but then if you really want to grow, like if you really really want to grow, which of course I advise and encourage you to, because you are going to be setting the pace for a younger generation, and I'm sure you wouldn't want them to, you know, get used to a a kind of lifestyle that doesn't leave any impact. It doesn't, imagine your predecessors, imagine people ahead of you. No one is doing anything. Everybody's just there. Everybody's just getting by. Everybody just wants to be comfortable wherever they are. And they're not just minding or sending or being careful of anything or anybody. Imagine that was the kind of legacy they left for you. Like, what would the world be like? Have you tried to imagine that? You see? So that's the more reason why you shouldn't be just comfortable, okay? You have to strive to become better. You have to strive to, you know, do much more than your predecessors so that you would have a better legacy to leave for the generation that is coming behind you, okay? So you may begin to wonder, obviously, yes, growth and comfort zone, they do not coexist. They can't work together. Yes, they cannot work together. But now many people think, the problem is that many people think that they can. Many people think that, I can still grow, sha, in my comfort zone, sha. You know, that kind of thing. Well, to bust your bubbles, except you just want a minimal kind of growth, except you just want a minimal kind of growth, except you want to, I don't know how to put it, but except you don't want to, you know, leave a mark or leave something behind for your generation, except that, then you might just say, okay, well, growth and comfort zone can coexist. But if you want something more, if you want to leave a legacy behind, a good legacy behind, then my dear, you've got to step out of your comfort zone and embrace growth. Okay, here's what you will achieve when you step out of your comfort zone. One of them is that you achieve self-actualization. Yes, you would realize that you are made for more and that the world is awaiting your manifestation. Yes, and then also you will develop the growth mindset. Yes, you'd want to grow, you'd, you know, desire growth intensely, you'd want to improve every area and aspect of your life. Yes, and also you become more resilient and even strong, and strong even in the face of challenges. Like, challenges, you just be like, okay, one of those things, I know I'll get through this. You know, you wouldn't be afraid or want to withdraw back into your shell. You'd face it and face it squarely. And you also achieve greater self-efficacy, as leaving your comfort zone will come with a phase of trials and errors, and during which at least some level of success is inevitable. And experiencing this success builds your self-efficacy with belief in your abilities to grow. So it will help you to believe in yourself. It will help you to see that, yes, you can actually do better. You can actually grow and improve yourself. It will help you to see that you can actually be successful. Like, success is inevitable for you. Okay, so this and more you'll achieve when you step out of your comfort zone and reach for the stars. So you've got to be intentional about your life, take strategic actions that will improve your growth, whether it is spiritual growth, whether it is mental growth, psychological growth, financial growth, and every other area of your life that needs to grow. Okay, so live your best life and be intentional. Yes, so with that, we've come to the end of this episode. Thank you very much for listening till this end. I'm very grateful, and I believe you learned one or two things. Yes, I would want to hear your reviews. I would want to hear what you think. I would want to hear, you know, how you have decided to improve and to take the bull by the horn and be the very best version of yourself. Until I come your way next time, I remain A to the M to the Y to the J-U-D-Y, and be Judy. Well, follow us on all our social media platforms, on Instagram at I'm a Special Podcast, official underscore I'm a Special Podcast, on Twitter at I'm a Special One, on Facebook at I'm a Special Podcast, and I'll follow right back. Thank you for believing in us. From me and my brand, see you in the next episode. Bye.